Doctor.
Yeah?
How did Lucy die?
What?
Was she in great pain?
Yeah, she was in great pain. Then we cut off her head and drove a stake through her heart and burned it, and then she found peace.
Doctor!
Hey, it's a cow. Who would cross oceans of time to get a premium margarita? It's Katrina Porter.
Yeah, I would. Hi, Anna Serene.
I'm coming out of the gate with an accent.
You are. That was good.
I'm ready to wrap up October in style.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Welcome to Split Happens. Everyone else.
Welcome, everybody.
Each week, this is how it goes. Katrina and I discuss a movie both of us love. However, only one of us gets to say anything nice about the movie. They're the pro of the episode, which means the other is the con and must attack it. Our one rule is the con only has to attack during the synopsis. And if they say anything at all good about the movie, they incur a penalty and will have to say something good about a movie that they hate. And the pro is going to decide which one they get to say those good things about. So this week, if Katrina catches a rule break from me, we're going to hear this sound.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I'm drunk.
Disclaimer. Sleepover.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, man. I had such a good time pre-gaming for this one.
Yeah, we watched some great British baking show.
I'm both excited to do this one and sad that we're wrapping up our October movies.
I know. What are you going to try to do?
As far as this movie goes.
Yeah.
I am going to drive a stake into the heart of this movie because I know where the bastard sleeps.
Okay. Well, that unfounded mockery,
accurate,
can only mean we are talking about 1992's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Dracula.
Yeah.
1992. Wow, that feels like a million years ago. Why is your dog licking its asshole with such...
Anatomy lesson, that's not her asshole.
Well, from this angle, it looked like it.
No, those are her little boobies. Well, she's getting clean. Dogs clean themselves. Jealous?
She likes it.
I'm going to do a lot of my trivia pre-synopsis.
Excellent.
Do you want to know why?
Because all the good shit I can say is about pre-synopsis, you might as well.
No.
Oh.
Because I feel like the further we get into this...
You won't be able to focus?
Yes.
Okay. There it is. That's a bingo.
That's a pizza.
It's a me. It's alcoholism.
And I thought, you know what? It's probably going to be best suited to my abilities to chit-chat about the movie as we go on, rather than come up with any facts.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
I feel like in the past.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are soberish doing these episodes every on a once in a while, like we're sick or something.
Yeah.
Then we have to do this. And we can kind of actually get through them. We're like super coherent and all that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're really, really sloppy.
Yeah.
And that happens like as we progress in the episode because we drink more during it.
Look at you, Dark Crystal.
Yeah. But we drank before. And I guess I just need our listeners to accept that, to go into it knowing we're doing our best.
Yeah.
We really are.
We are.
We're doing our best.
We're trying.
We just had a really difficult week. So
if there's been a theme besides Halloween, it's also, this has been a difficult week.
This has been a very difficult month.
You know what? You're on this journey with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the journey.
Do you want to hear some trivia?
I definitely do.
Okay. Well, this was directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. And as was the case with several other movies that he had done, he did this movie in a bid to get his production company out of the no-no zone financially, and it worked. The budget was $40 million, and it made $215 million.
Wow.
So it did well.
Hey. Do you know when it was released? If it was like a... It wouldn't have been summer.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Francis Ford Coppola claims that Bram Stoker's name was included in the title because he has a tradition of putting the author's names in the titles of his movies, like Mario Puzo's The Godfather.
That's why I know his name.
Yeah. John Grisham's The Rainmaker. He did that one, that little known movie, John Grisham's The Rainmaker.
I do recall it.
Others have claimed, however, that Stoker's name was included in the title to avoid legal action from Universal Studios, who claimed to own the rights to the simple title, Dracula.
Those bitches.
Universal Studios, am I right?
Doesn't Bram Stoker have like a lineage? Don't they have like family that has protective custody over the name and the rights and the property?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh.
They should.
I think so.
I hope so.
Me too.
Tell me more. I want to know more.
Okay. Winona Ryder saw the script when it was originally going to be made as a television movie directed by Michael Apted.
That sounds correct. That sounds correct for her.
She's done that several times. Girl Interrupted. She was like, I want this movie made. And she really thought that movie was going to be her Oscar-winning movie. And
oh, Winona.
Well,
you ain't never getting an Oscar.
Angelina, well, she's been nominated several times, I believe.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah. She's been nominated at least once.
What?
Yes.
Who the fuck gave her a nomination?
I'll check, but I know she's been nominated. But of course, Angelina Jolie won for Girl Interrupted, and that was that weird kiss with her brother Oscars.
Oh, that Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she thought we would forget. I mean, I did because I was drunk, but, I mean, we...
Yeah.
That was weird.
Okay, but she took the script to Francis Ford Coppola, to whom she had not spoken since withdrawing from The Godfather Part 3 due to exhaustion 6 months earlier. And by exhaustion, she meant she saw the script and was like, this movie is going to exhaust my career into oblivion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was going to play the Sofia Coppola character.
I didn't know if exhaustion, because remember they, on Schitt's Creek, oh no, they said that panic attack maybe.
Right.
It was not a real thing.
Well, they were originally meeting to discuss an adaptation of Jack Kerouac's On the Road. Right. And on her way out, she mentioned the script for this movie. And that's how this movie got to Coppola, and that's how this movie got made.
Through Winona Ryder?
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
Well, now I have a lot of conflicted feelings.
Well, according to Coppola,
yeah,
much of the cast was assembled as Winona Ryder's dream cast, including Anthony Hopkins, Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves, and Richard E. Grant.
She just kind of got, was she? She was very big at the time.
She was.
I've got to be honest. Okay, disclaimer. There are quite a few criticisms of mine that actually feel like legitimate criticisms of this movie, and I don't love doing that on this podcast, honestly. That's not what this podcast is. But I just feel like she's so miscast.
I feel like this
role is bigger, is out of her scope.
Well, the only person that I read that was even up for the role besides her,
yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Was Drew Barrymore.
What the fuck? And they're like, she's even worse.
Can you, like, take me away from all this death?
When was Ever After?
Oh, I don't know. 90s.
Yeah, because she attempted an English accent with
right.
that.
Right.
I love that movie, too.
Okay. There is a long, long list of people that were up for Dracula.
I definitely want to know.
Okay.
Big breath.
Andy Garcia, who had concerns over the number of sex scenes. Armand Asante, Antonio Banderas, Viggo Mortensen, Daniel Day-Lewis, Alec Baldwin, Jason Patrick, Aidan Quinn, Christian Slater, Keanu Reeves, Nicolas Cage, Michael Norrie, Dermot Mulroney, Gabriel Byrne, Kostas Mandylor, Nick Cassavetes, Adrian Pastar, Hugh Grant, Rupert Everett, Ray Liotta, Sting, Kyle MacLachlan, Alan Rickman, Colin Firth, and Hart Bochner.
Wow. Okay, a couple things.
Yeah.
I very much appreciate you using Daniel Day-Lewis's full Christian name.
Yeah, of course. We're into accuracy here, except when we get everything wrong.
And also, what, Andy Garcia had some problems with the number of sex scenes?
Yeah, I guess that
not enough or too many?
I think he thought there were too many.
Too many?
I mean, the sex scenes were a little like the...
Oh, no, this movie is horny.
It is.
This is one of the horniest movies I think I've ever seen.
This is one of the horniest Dracula movies.
Fucking everybody is... At one point, Anthony Hopkins is like humping someone's leg. This is a horny movie.
It is. That's pro.
And Andy Garcia was like, nah.
I think so.
I think I've got my Oscar in the bag with that Godfather 3.
he was lied to.
Well, I don't think he would have made a good Dracula.
Well, in my opinion, Gary Oldman is incredible.
In my opinion, Gary Oldman carries this movie.
Oh, 1,000,000%. This is Gary Oldman's first American movie, first, like, big budget movie.
What?
Yes. He really wanted to work with Coppola.
This was his first
American movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. I mean, I have no criticism for him. None.
No, not and one. Let me tell you, the whole hair, shaving that was a choice. That was a conscious choice.
Of his?
Of
someone.
Someone.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I have no criticism for him. I think he did some mighty fine work.
Right.
In this movie. Okay, before we even get into this, I adore this movie. I really do. My friend Lee and I used to quote this quite a lot. Even in like when we were in high school, because mm-hmm. this came out when we were in high school, and we would text or not tell my God.
There was no texting, sweetie.
Sorry.
They didn't have cell phones.
You can see me like miming it.
Uh-huh.
We would write notes to each other.
Right.
And okay. Do that like super cool fold thing, you know, where you do
like the origami.
The little origami fold, mm-hmm. you know, where it's like an envelope and you could just pull here. And we actually wrote like pull here.
Uh-huh.
And she would say, take me away from all this death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, this movie's great.
Yeah.
This movie is great.
Yeah.
But several of the people who were in the running for Dracula
yeah.
are in the movie. Obviously, Keanu Reeves plays Jonathan Hawker.
Yes.
Yes. We'll get to that. Anthony Hopkins was in the running for Dracula, which makes no sense.
That makes zero sense.
Right. He's in the movie as Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was strongly considered and like hardcore wanted the Van Helsing role. But Sir Anthony Hopkins was like running on the Silence of the Lambs wave, and he got it. And let me just say now, I love Anthony Hopkins, and I think, and you know, Silence of the Lambs is my favorite movie, and I think he's phenomenal.
He earned that sainthood, that knighthood.
Yeah, there are movies that he makes very strange character choices in, a la Hannibal. And this movie is one of them.
Are you taking out one of my cons before you can get to my cons?
Oh, yeah. Because his portrayal of Van Helsing is fucking weird.
Oh, it's a lot.
It is so much. And it's, Van Helsing.
It's like Coppola was like, you know, he's doing a scene. He's like bigger. And he's like, bigger, really? Bigger than that? He's like, yeah, bigger. And he like does something. He's like, no, I don't think you're getting it. Bigger. He's like, really?
Yeah, and Van Helsing is kind of a weird character, and you know, because he's
not that weird.
Not this. I mean, he's. It is strange.
He made it weird.
He made it.
He made it uncomfortable.
He made it very uncomfortable. He made it so weird.
Not uncomfortable, artsy.
No.
Uncomfortable. I need an adult.
No. But he's incredible. He's so good in so many things.
I'll go so far as to say he is mesmerizing in this movie, just not for the best reasons.
It's mesmerizing, like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, wow, he really went for that, didn't he?
And why?
Wow.
Why didn't somebody say stop?
I have some theories on that. It's in my notes.
Coke? This is the 90s.
I have some theories on that.
Okay. This movie won the Oscar for Best Costume Design, Best Effects/Sound Effects Editing, and Best Makeup, and was nominated for Best Art Direction. What? Well, we're not in the synopsis yet. If you want to save
it,
you
said makeup?
Mm-hmm.
I am shocked by that.
Really?
I am.
I think the makeup is good.
Because we're only thinking of monster makeup. And we're not thinking of, is the female's makeup even remotely close to accurate for the time? And Winona Ryder has a full face eyeliner, mascara, clearly, like, they all have like makeup on, but the women have like very contemporary makeup.
I don't know about that.
I'm positive of that. I'm telling you that now because I'm not bringing it up in my notes. I'm just saying.
Well, Francis Ford Coppola was insistent that he didn't want to use any kind of elaborate special effects or computer trickery when making the film, so all of the effects were achieved with practical and in-camera methods, which I think is really fucking cool.
This was in camera?
Yes. The only thing that is a special effect is when Jonathan Harker is first coming to the castle, when he first meets Dracula.
Yes.
There's like a blue light, like a blue fire-ish, fiery thing. That's a special effect. That is the only thing. The rest is camera, shadow, makeup. Even
that green foggy thing?
Yeah, everything is in camera,
I am really impressed with that.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. He was really adamant about that.
Okay, Francis.
Yeah.
All right, Francis.
All right, Francis. At the first cast meeting called by Coppola, he got all of the principal actors and actresses to read the entire Bram Stoker novel out loud to get a feel for the story. And according to Anthony Hopkins, it took two whole fucking days to complete.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
I bet it did. Mm-hmm. What a terrible fucking idea.
Right? I was like, and this bitch likes to read.
It feels like one of those ideas that you have and then like you know, 20% of the way through, you're like, this is a terrible idea, but we're already pot committed.
Right. Right.
Like, we're all in.
I brought wine. And Anthony Hopkins is like, quit drinking.
All right.
I don't know when he got sober, but I have a feeling it wasn't.
Did he get sober?
Yeah, he's sober. He's sober. But I don't think it was during this movie.
I definitely don't think it was during this movie. So. His acting choices say no.
Right.
I love this movie. I've always loved this movie. And this is, it's wonderful because honestly, I could have taken either the pro or the con. And I know you probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's easy to give a lot of love to this one. It's also easy to attack this one. Yeah. Our podcast is we really try not to take things too seriously.
Yeah.
So I do have some legitimate attacks, but it's way more fun if we just, you know, just go for the silly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hammered already.
Cool.
So I'm expecting a button push.
Oh, really? I was nice to you last episode and I didn't.
You really were.
Yeah.
Give it. I'm not scared.
You're not?
Kinda.
Well, it's time to play that fucking song.
Oh, no, it can't be already.
Ooh.
Don't you have more? You said you had a bunch.
But that was a bunch.
Are we done drinking pre-episode?
What do you mean?
Fine. Do it.
Okay, I do have one more disclaimer.
Is it that we just had 3 shots?
I do have all through my notes that Jonathan's name is Hawker. So if I call him Hawker instead of Harker, I know.
But hey, I feel like we mispronounce names a lot and our listeners are still with us.
Thank you, guys. Are you sure it's Harker?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Are you positive?
I am definitely positive. It is Jonathan Harker. 2 R's. It's even harder for me, and I'm telling you.
Because of the R's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have you know, by the way.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder has been nominated for 2 Oscars.
What the fuck?
She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for The Age of Innocence, and she was nominated for Best Actress for Little Women.
I knew it was going to be fucking Little Women.
Damn.
I really, really do like Winona Ryder when she's in her wheelhouse. Same thing with Keanu Reeves. I really, really love him when he's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know.
When they venture out into like period pieces, I think it's miscast.
I know.
I think they want to be. I'm sorry, God, that feels like really shitty to say, but I'm going to say it because that's how I feel.
It's okay.
That's how I feel.
Let's do it.
All right.
Play the fucking song.
Yay!
Let the games begin.
Our movie begins by letting us know that we are in for frightening scenes, foul language, nudity, and sexual content.
No.
Yeah. And the 90s want you to know the 80s didn't keep all the cool shit.
No.
What?
This movie tells us it's going to be fucking 2 hours.
Yeah?
I don't have that kind of time. They can have 90 minutes of my time.
But also there's spooky clouds.
That means lightning.
You said in the last episode, that you weren't scared of
thunder. Okay. I mind the sound. You know what? It's like a mullet. Uh-huh. I don't mind the party, but I'm scared of the business.
Oh, it's the business that you're scared of. I know you're not scared of the party. Ayo. Well, we see that it is the year 1462, and the sacred order of the dragon called Dracula was in power. And he is defending the church against those rascal Turks. And his bride was named Elisabetta, who he loved above all others. And basically, this movie is a love story. Did you notice that when they're on the spikes, one of the shadows is clearly Nosferatu?
No.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I almost said something fucking... I almost said a button push.
Yes, this is going
to
be good. Oh, no. Beep, 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 beep.
I almost said that they looked cute. Cute.
His fingers?
I almost said they looked like cute, like little puppets. Shit.
Well, a bunch of people get murdered and their bodies are put on stakes. They love grand.
That's gruesome. That's something I only want to read about, not actually experience.
Well, I'm a visual person. But the Turks tricked Elisabetta into thinking that Dracula was killed.
Assholes.
So she flung herself into the sea.
Assholes.
Yes. Dracula is told by the priest, who, holy shit, is played by Sir Anthony Hopkins, that Elisabetta's soul is damned because she killed herself.
And they've got her corpse right there. They fished her out of the ocean.
Yeah. These are doers.
Out of the sea.
Yeah.
And put her right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as usual.
Right.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain how I know what a drowned corpse looks like.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I might not have any reason to know what such thing, but I can guess that it, with 100% certainty, does not look like that. She had like a full face makeup and like a blowout.
Yeah.
That's not what a corpse looks like when they fish it out of water. Drowned.
Do you think they were going to like show him what she actually, they got her ready just like it was in a morgue.
But they wouldn't have been able to do that to her. She would have been, I'm just guessing, her skin would have been very pallid. And she would have had a lot of swelling in the lips and probably in the nose and the ears. And
Anna, you're being very specific. Too specific, Anna.
No, I'm just saying. I'm guessing.
You know like those things that you blow up basketballs with?
Uh-huh.
They had one of those, but it like unblows you up. It's like they had them around. They had a lot of people dying back then.
They deflated her?
Yes, they deflated her.
Medieval deflate?
Yes. So they could present her to him because they wanted to keep him cool. You know, they wanted to keep him calm.
Oh, sure. Make her look exactly like you remember before she flung herself into the ocean. You know, like a dramatic bitch. Know. This dramatic bitch. So then he stabs a cross?
Yeah, he does that, and blood flows out of it, and he drinks it because of grief.
That seems reactive, and also, since when can you stab a cross and it bleeds?
Well, they had those then in 14...
In Romania?
62 in Romania.
Bleeding crosses?
Yes, yeah, they had them at Roscoe.
Roscoe.
It's Costco in Romania.
How convenient.
Yes, of course. It was a wonderful time to be alive.
They have everything.
Yes. Steaks.
Talk about a one-stop shop. The problem is you have to have a membership.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, then he becomes the main undead fella for all eternity. Ain't love grand?
No, that sounds horrible.
Well, it's just because he loved her so much. Well, we get some on-screen text that says it is 4 centuries in the future, I think. It went by real fast.
How many is 4 centuries?
400 years? 1,000? 400. Yeah, sounds right.
Okay.
We then see the man who is amazing in so many, many movies and in life, Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
Who plays Jonathan Harker. And he is tasked to help Count Dracula with his venture to be a real estate tycoon.
Uh-huh.
Keanu is such a good person that he didn't want to be the best looking person in the movie as well as the actor with the best accent.
Uh-huh.
So I read that he purposefully did a bad accent to make poor Gary Oldman feel better about himself because he's the sweetest.
Where'd you read that?
People.
Canadian people. People, eh?
Okay, well, actually, Keanu has said that he feels really bad about his performance in this movie and knows it is shit. And I personally wish people would quit bringing it up because the man has been through enough.
Has he been through enough, though?
Yeah. Listen to Keanu Timber.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You hear some shit about his personal life.
This feels like a gift for me. Like, Keanu is horrible in this.
He's
just so insanely miscast. This is not even a square peg into a circle. Or is it a circle into a square peg?
I almost said circle into a square hole.
This is like one of those star motherfucking shapes. Yeah. You're trying to like jam its way into a square hole. This isn't going to work. He is not equipped for this.
He knows. And
you could see it in his face.
Yeah,
in the movie.
I think he had done a ton of movies. I think he was kind of exhausted. I think it was probably hard to resist doing a movie like this. And he probably should have said no.
Sounds like Winona really wanted him in this part. And he was like, you know, whenever I went in for the handshake, and he's like, he just can't say no because he's Canadian.
Right. And I'm being serious. He has said he knows he was not good. Like, he has said.
I have read that, yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I feel like he apologized because he felt like this could have been so much better had he not been in this movie.
I know, but I don't think he was like Matthew McConaughey in Contact, seen screechingly bad. You think?
I think he's worse than Matthew McConaughey, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
I love Keanu. I love him. And
that doesn't count because you're talking about him as a person. Yeah.
And I'll talk about how I feel about this movie at another time. Okay. But he is wrong for this movie, and he did not do it. He did it dirty. He didn't mean to.
Right. But the only other people I heard for that role were Charlie Sheen.
Oh, no.
And Johnny Depp.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Always. There were more brunette actors during that time.
Right.
That could have done a very good job in this.
Honestly, Liam Neeson would have been good. Well, he would have.
Jonathan Harker? No, he'd have been too old.
No, he wouldn't have. Not in the 90s.
He would have been too old in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about how he looked in Satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked, because he's so tall.
Yeah.
He would have looked older no matter what.
Yeah.
But there were quite a few really good actors.
Maybe Johnny Depp wouldn't have been bad.
I think Johnny Depp is a really good actor.
He is a good actor.
I think he probably would have done quite well.
You know what? Robert Downey Jr., maybe?
During this time, let's see, 92? How far into Coke was he? Well, from the looks of Anthony Hopkins, it seems like Coke was probably available on the set. So, yeah, I think he could have done fine. You need to be more heart-throbby, though.
Or even, well, see, that's the thing is, and Coppola has said he regrets his reason for casting Keanu, and it was because he wanted a heartthrob. Maybe Eric Stoltz?
You know who I think it would have been good? And I'm not even like a huge fan of his, but he would have been big at the time. I think he's probably a better. I think Josh Hartnett would have done well. I know, but I think he would have done well. Oh my God, I think Rupert Everett would have done well. 90s Rupert Everett? Because he would have been so young.
What about,
oh my God.
Wait, what about, would he have been too old? No.
Can we get a British actor? Why couldn't we get like a British?
No,
a
young no. British? Well, Hugh Grant.
I think he still played a little too old. I think Harker really seems.
I know. Okay, young. No. What about, Age of Ultron?
James Spader?
Yeah.
James Spader. Interesting. Oh, interesting. Ah, 92. That's tricky.
Yeah.
Because he would have been in his 30s. He had to have been. Because he had to have been in his 20s when he was doing the teen movies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there were actors. Quite frankly, they could have gotten an unknown.
Right.
Basically, even better, an unknown British actor.
So basically, we're saying anyone other than Keanu.
Kind of.
Okay, okay. Well, we then see Mina, who looks a lot like Elisabetta, and she is played by Winona Ryder, who seems to be trying real hard and doing her best, and I'm proud of her. Jonathan arrives at Count Dracula's crib after being driven by a crow.
A crow? Oh, you mean the carriage ride?
Sort of, yeah.
Nothing super weird about that carriage ride except for fucking everything.
Totally legal. Totally cool.
Look. Totally legal. Everything was off. Why couldn't he have, like, you know, what did they say? Duck and roll. Like, he should have gotten out of that carriage.
You know, if it had been me,
mm-hmm.
I would have asked some questions.
You would have asked questions no matter, there's no single part of this. You couldn't have been Mina, you couldn't have been Jonathan, you couldn't have been Lucy, you couldn't have been Renfield, you couldn't have been literally Van Helsing. I'm not even putting you as Dracula because obviously you couldn't be any of those people because you would have dismantled every single thing through reason and questioning until everybody's like, okay, we get it. And then they crawled off into the darkness.
I'll accept that. Thank you. Gary Oldman is so incredible as Dracula. I'm just going to keep saying that all through this. Jonathan and Dracula are chilling, having a kiki, when Dracula tells Jonathan that he takes his ancestry very seriously and he doesn't appreciate anyone having a chuckle at their expense, and he puts an exclamation point on this by pulling out a literal sword and swinging it around like a fucking lunatic.
Weird. Weird.
I was like, well, that's a choice.
He's very unstable, this one, yeah?
You mean Dracula?
Yes.
That's
the one I'm talking about. Yes.
You know what?
Oh, ass hair? The one with the ass hair?
You know what? When you are isolated for a long time, it's not good for you.
No.
Yes. This is what loneliness...
Vitamin D is essential.
It is.
To our mental health.
I know, but this is a problem for him, yeah?
That's what I'm saying. No vitamin D.
Yeah.
No vitamin D.
Right. Get out, get sunshine 10 minutes a day.
You know what else he doesn't have? Vitamin L. Love.
He doesn't have that.
Oh, love.
Affection.
Abadanza. Abadanza. He needs a little Abadanza.
He does. Then he sees the picture of Elizabeta 2.0, and he's like, yeah, you need to stick around for a while.
Why does he have hairy palms?
Because he's lonely.
But those are really hairy palms.
He's been lonely for a long time. Next, we see Mina, and she's staying with her good, rich friend, Lucy, who is very open-minded and confident in herself. And she likes to get her flirt on like a young, independent woman, and I say, get it.
I would never slut shame anyone, but Lucy is a whorish whore.
Okay, Lucy.
Okay, but that means she might be a bad influence on her virginal friend, Mina.
I wish she was a worse influence on her.
You mean like she'd be more whorish? Or she'd be less whorish?
Neither of them are whorish.
I can't tell what you're wanting from them.
I want them to just be who they are.
Whores.
Okay. I want them just to be strong, independent women. I want them to be able to live freely like men.
Whores.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm turning to what's her name from Witches of Eastwick. Whores.
Go eat some cherries, you crazy loon.
Tickle, tickle, diddle, diddle.
Well, Lucy is played by Sadie Frost. And she said she didn't bother auditioning for the role because she physically looked a lot like Winona Ryder and didn't think she would get the part.
What?
Right. She has brown hair. She dyed her hair red. Yeah. She was only approached for the movie after they had a hard time casting for it. And they saw her in the movie Diamond Skulls.
Did she show her titties in that?
I don't know.
I feel like titties had something to do with her casting.
Well, I mean...
Girl's got some good titties, and I can say that because that's about her and not...
Well, she does. That's true. You know who else thought so, at least at one point?
Francis Ford Coppola?
Do you know... Does the name Sadie Frost sound familiar to you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She was married to Jude Law, and I think she was one that was married to him when he schlepped the sitter.
Wait, he wasn't with...
No, he was with Sienna Miller later on when he...
He did that again?
Yes.
He fucks a nanny.
He's a like, sitter schlepter.
He's like, he's a serial.
Yes.
A serial sitter schlepter?
Yes. Jude Law's no good, I don't think.
Well, somebody's got to do something about this serial sitter schlepter.
I know. I think she did. She divorced him.
She separated from the serial sitter schlepter?
Yeah. Permanently.
This is getting serious.
Yeah, it is. But she's also like a producer, a fashion designer. She's done a lot of other things besides being with the serial sitter schlepter. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was married to Jude Law.
I am, you know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Right. At one point, though, the like hair design people came in and they're like, okay, you know, time to, you know, and she's like, oh, no, you know, I'm good. And they're like, no, not that hair. And she's like, what? And they're like, yeah. You're nude in this movie, so with the downstairs needs some
what?
Right.
They dyed her downstairs business? Right. They, yeah. Why would they need to dye her secret garden?
Well, they wanted the secret to match the, you know.
But it's not shown.
Well, maybe if you maybe in certain versions it did. I don't know, but...
Okay, well, I'm just going to say...
You're upset that you didn't get to see the secret garden?
No, I'm saying that sometimes women's secret gardens don't necessarily match the upstairs, the outside topiaries. The hair.
Are you suggesting that your secret garden doesn't look like a rainbow?
I don't need to explain. Mine's a secret. What I'm saying is that seems like an unnecessary request.
Well, I don't know. To you say that, I say attention to detail. Olé.
Touché.
Well, we see several fellas that are vying for her attention, but most importantly to me and probably to you, we see Carrie who plays Lord Arthur Holmwood.
Is that his name? Arthur?
Yeah, Lord Arthur Holmwood. I looked it up twice.
I have no idea what his fucking name was because he's an unimportant character, as is the Texan.
Well, what's interesting about that is...
Nothing.
Oh. Well, his name is Quincy. And he...
The Texan?
But Lord Arthur Holmwood and Quincy and... Dr. Jack.
Sword, yeah, I can understand you having a hard time with his name, yeah.
Those are all characters in Bram Stoker's Dracula, mm-hmm. but a lot of times in the movies, they're combined into one character. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the few movies where they're all actually individual characters.
Oh, that's interesting that they split them up. Instead of combining into one character, which would have made it a whole lot easier because nobody cares about these three individual characters.
Well, cut to a disheveled-looking fella who can only be Renfield, who is played to perfection by Tom Waits, and he's hanging out at either a prison or maybe a place for the mentally hilarious.
Is that how they called him back then?
Or maybe a prison for the mentally hilarious. Well, Tom Waits has won and been nominated for a bunch of Grammys. He's Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
For a song from a movie from the 80s. I can't remember what it was called. He's been in a ton of movies. He is amazing in this. Was not the first choice for Renfield.
Who else was up for Renfield?
Steve Buscemi.
Interesting.
And he declined.
He declined?
Yeah.
I don't think he would have been right for this. I'm going to tread very carefully on this one.
Okay. What do you think about Tom Waits?
I think that he was underutilized.
Because he's so good?
I think he's underutilized.
Why?
Because his character doesn't do anything.
What would you want him to do?
Further along the plot. In any kind of way, to do anything to misdirect someone or steer someone in one direction or break out of the prison so that he can do something, he literally does nothing. He is not there for any reason whatsoever.
That's not true.
What is he there for?
I'll tell you, he does something in just a minute.
Okay.
Well, the doctor of this joint is the incredible, prove me wrong, Richard E. Grant, and he plays Dr. Jack Seward, or something like that. I didn't write it down. And after Renfield says, I need a kitty so I can have something to take care of, he lets the doctor know that he is totally able to do this by trying to rip his throat out with his teeth. Because that says, I will defend the kitten no matter what.
McMullet!
McMullet from
Warhawk. Oh, this brings me back.
That's a pro.
McMullet. Can I tell you that we just recently had someone say that they were listening to our episodes?
Yeah. Steve. Yeah, oh, Steve.
My good buddy, Steve Horn.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for listening.
I fucking love Steve.
Steve is hilarious.
Steve is crazy in my favorite type of way.
Yeah. He's so funny.
He really
is. And his girlfriend is a songbird.
Dude. When she sang Someone to Love?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Somebody to Love?
Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
She was incredible because we all were like, are you sure, girl?
Yeah.
That's Queen.
Yeah, he doesn't know the Queen. Nobody does
that's
Queen.
A good idea. And then she opened her mouth and you're right. She's a fucking songbird.
Yeah.
No, he was like, yeah, I've been listening to episodes like Terminator 2. I'm like, oh, that was like a billion years ago. Mm-hmm. It's cute. But yeah, this is McMullet.
McMullet. Yep. From Warlock.
Dr. McMullet in this.
And he's great in this.
Did he happen to say, just like gleefully say, I shall now have to invent a new classification of lunatic for you?
Well, that's what they called it at the time.
He seemed really excited that he was like, he felt like he found a new type of lunatic.
Well, you know, science and stuff. He gets excited about science.
I'll talk about what he gets excited about later.
Okay, I know where that's going. Back at the castle, Jonathan is shaving, and Dracula is a super good host because he comes in to help him shave. That's nice.
It is not nice.
It is nice.
This is the most unsettling shave of all time.
Why?
Because the person he's with keeps like while he's shaving him, he sees his crucifix and he goes, and that doesn't give Jonathan Harker any kind of like clues. Like, this isn't a crazy person. This isn't an unsettled person. This is a demon. You need a priest.
No, like when things are out of context, you know, it's hard to put it together. Like, maybe he just thought that he had some trauma from crosses.
What was with the like,
I'll swallow your soul. Well, you know how like when you squat or move or just breathe and your body makes weird noises? Yeah, his voice does that when he sees crosses.
Okay, accept that.
Well, during this scene where Dracula licks the razor that has Jonathan's blood on it, it was shot after midnight. And when they were shooting it, apparently Gary Oldman was hammered.
Oh, right there with you, babe.
Well, then he climbs up on the side of the castle, which is also providing entertainment, because this guy is a great host.
Vlad?
Yeah.
Is this when Harker, like, explores the castle?
Well, speaking of entertainment,
Jonathan
has kind of a foursome with some vampire wenches.
Didn't Vlad just fucking say not to wander off? Harker deserves to get his wiener chomped off or whatever those ladies are going to do.
The punishment does not fit the crime here. Belle wandered off and found a library.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Harker wandered off and found vampire wenches and almost got his ding-dong severed.
Well, I mean, you know, door number one or door number two. I'm saying that there, you know, there's all kinds of crazy shit that can happen. Sometimes you get a library. Sometimes you get wiener chompers. Well, I mean, like, you really got to, like, if they say don't wander off, maybe, I don't know, don't wander off. Just stay in your room, read, drink, eat, and then go back from Maryland.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was so, like, curious as a cat. I don't know why old Whiskers felt like he needed to explore the castle. I wouldn't explore anything.
His name is Whiskers. He's curious as a kitten.
I wouldn't explore anything.
I know. We wouldn't be there.
No, I wouldn't have gotten there to begin. Well, I mean, I probably
wouldn't
have.
No, I would never have let you.
I probably would have.
No,
yeah,
I would have stopped.
Because somebody would have said, you need to do this. I'm like, okay.
No, I would have stopped that.
And then he's like, go in this room. I'm like, yep.
No. Well, Dracula floats in to ruin the party. You know, the sex party.
Oh, yeah. With the wiener chompers.
Yeah. So, all of the vampire wenches.
Yeah.
The actresses had agreed to be nude in the film, but Coppola was kind of like anxious about being like, okay, it's time to be naked, and didn't be like, okay, it's nudie time. And so, like, they kept, like, passing the buck to different people to be like, okay, time to go tell them.
Oh, fucking grow up. Man, grow up.
Right.
Just tell them, you know what? It's titty time.
Titty time.
Titty time.
Ooh, time look, to get like that rated R.
It looks like it's titty o'clock.
Well, back at the other mansion, Lucy is looking ravishing in red. And it appears she has taken one too many Ambien because she is doing a bit of sleepwalking. And she ends up having sex with a werewolf vampire. And I feel like Ambien wasn't completely honest about those side effects.
They never are.
Big Pharma, am I right?
They never are.
Never.
The side effects that they list on the commercials, you know, that like cramping and headaches and all that, that ain't going to do anything.
Mm-mm.
They need to be upfront with people. You might sleepwalk and have sex with a werewolf.
Slash
who's also a vampire.
Right.
From Romania, who's hundreds of years old.
Right.
And who's only there to drink your blood as a gateway to consume his true love.
Because this is a love story.
Been reincarnated over a number of years.
4 centuries.
Medications are important.
They are.
But you've got to be upfront about what's going to happen.
There are a lot of people that are so desperate for sleep. If they saw those side effects, they would still be like, you know what? Fuck it. I just need to sleep. Let's fucking see what happens. Could be a good time.
To everybody.
This sounds like a party.
Sounds like some people just get headaches.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's gamble.
Well, the next day, Dracula sees Mina walking down the street, and I guess he has some of that blade blood in him because he can venture out in the daytime.
I can't actually tell who has a worse accent, Keanu or Winona. It's like they have their own little secret prank game going, and no one is calling them out on it.
I can't believe you said that because I've got some trivia about that.
About her accent?
No. Oh. About pranks.
Oh.
Well, he starts giving her a little bit of that Dracula charm, and Mina is initially resistant, but then she learns that he is a prince. What? She's like, a prince? Go on.
Come on.
Come on now.
His sunglasses
are cool as shit.
L-O-L. How are those, like, appropriate for the time?
Those are cool.
It doesn't matter if they're cool or not. They're not appropriate for the time.
Are they cool?
It doesn't matter. That's neither here nor over there.
Are they here?
Nor over there. Also, this is the strangest fucking counter. And his wig is hilarious.
I like his wig. It looks like one of those porcelain dolls.
He is incredibly off-putting, and she is so incredibly bitchy, and I don't know who I dislike more.
Huh.
And then he just says he's a prince, and I am gullible as shit. We all know it.
You are.
I'm very gullible.
You are.
But sis, is taking this to a whole new level.
I think he must look. I think he looks at her with his vampire eyes, and he's like, "Boing, boing, boing." Yeah. And then that does something. That would have worked on you for sure. Yeah, yeah. If a vampire looked at you with their vampire eyes,
probably,
and said, "Sugar,
Prince,
Prince, Prince, Sugar."
I love Prince.
Yeah. Give you diamonds and pearls.
I love that song. I just heard that the other day, and that song is better than you remember it being.
I fucking love that song. Well, Gary Oldman and Winona Ryder did not get along well at all during filming,
really?
Which shocked the rest of the cast because the two had become friends during rehearsals. They reportedly came back from a break in the schedule seemingly hating each other all of a sudden with no indication given as to what had happened. Ryder later said that there was a danger while working with Oldman since she found his acting style too intense, which didn't sit well with Oldman, although she did later say that they have long made their peace since. And then she kind of said like it was like teenager stuff since she was so young. Another source claimed that Oldman played a dirty practical joke on Ryder to elicit a surprised response from her, which she didn't appreciate. And then someone else, kind of piggybacking on that, said that during this initial scene, when Mina sees Dracula across the street, Oldman had an eggplant sticking out of his pants.
Yeah.
And it pissed Ryder off. But they're good friends now, I guess. But they, yeah.
She loves eggplant.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't love the eggplant emoji? I send that one to people all the time, whether it's appropriate or not.
I just love eggplant.
Oh, and eggplant also. It's very good for you.
Also dick.
Well, Dr. Jack goes to visit Lucy, and she is like, something crazy is happening. I am super horny, and I can hear things from 20 miles away, and I have these two puncture wounds in my neck, but don't pay attention to that.
This movie is horny.
It is horny.
From start to finish.
You know what? But it tells you that at the beginning, this is an honest movie and a love story.
It doesn't say possible nudity, violence, gore, horny.
It says horny.
It didn't.
Yeah, in the description.
It never did.
But also, Mina and Dracula go to the theater where they're watching a nudie show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he almost bites her, but at the last minute, he changes his mind because he remembers when they were married.
And when he didn't bite her? Oh, he wasn't a vampire. Right,
yeah. Gary Oldman said that when he first read the script, he decided it would be worth doing the movie just so he could feel what it would be like to say, I've crossed oceans of time to find you to someone.
It's just a vagina.
He's putting the pussy on a pedestal.
He's putting the pussy on a pedestal.
But this one in particular, because this is a love story.
Hand to heaven, men will say fucking anything.
I know, but he really loves her. I mean, he is putting in the work. Am I right?
I mean,
for this regime, this particular regime.
That seems like a lot of work.
I know, because he loves her. Because it's not really about the vagine.
It doesn't matter if he loves her or I don't know where I'm going with this. It just feels like too much. And also, he like fucking holds her down.
I know, because he knows her and he knows that that's her kink.
This feels very Harlequin romance.
We loved those books.
It doesn't matter. We shouldn't have. Fuck no. We're telling on ourselves.
Bertra Small, am I right?
Oh my God. What's up, grapes?
Lady, well, not just lady listeners. Listeners, check out some Bertra Small if you want some crazy fucking reading material. Hellion's a crazy book.
Dude.
Hellion's nuts.
I don't know. I wouldn't read smut.
You've read that book like 15 times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It just works, or at least just the fuck parts.
Did she underline the fuck parts for you? She must be real special. They teach you how to underline in college. Not the fuck parts, they don't.
Go back and listen to our episode on Slapshot if you want to know what we're talking about.
It does feel a little pushy-wishy.
It's a little, you know what? We've said time and time again, consent matters. And I didn't hear him ask, you know.
No.
But we didn't catch the pre-conversation.
Would it matter? I think she's fucking stupid.
She's not stupid.
Mina?
No.
She is fucking dumb.
No.
She is as dumb as a box of eggplants.
She knows what she wants.
She doesn't know what she wants.
Okay, she doesn't know what she wants. She's confused. That's what I was trying to say.
I think she's constantly confused. I think a lot of people are confused in this movie, except for Gary Oldman.
Okay, he knows what he wants. We agree. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now you're confused. You know what? Jonathan is being sucked dry by the vampire wenches, and not in a good way. And he's like that old lady from Happy Gilmore. Get me out of here!
I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot about Harker. That's how forgettable he is. I completely forgot that he was a part of this movie. I was like, oh yeah, him.
He's not having a good day. He had a bad day, as that song says that I can't stand.
He had a bad day, like he was on American Idol. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, Van Helsing has arrived at the mansion.
Fucking Van Helsing.
And he interrupts Dracula, and he's getting a little sucky-sucky from Lucy. And Dr. Jack and Van Helsing rush into the room and start to do a blood transfusion. And then Carrie rushes in. And Van Helsing is like, yeah, your arm will do. Give up your blood. Let's hope it's a match.
Ha ha ha. And this does not look hygienic at all. And I guess it's a good goddamn thing they were saying blood type.
Yeah, lucky.
Very lucky.
That's a pro.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
This is insane.
Well, what options did they have? They didn't sound like they had time to go blood type people.
Maybe.
And also that didn't exist then.
This seems dangerous is all I'm saying. This is dangerous. They're putting her in just as much danger as like a vampire.
She's getting ready to be a vampire.
Yeah.
So I think they're going with the less of two evils.
To them.
Well, I think to any. I mean, the thing most people would say potentially dying from a blood transfusion or becoming a vampire is the lesser of two evils.
I don't know. There's some vampires that went on to very fruitful lives.
Hmm? Well, Mina and Dracula are kind of on a date, but it's really because Mina has a lot of hometown pride and she wants to make a good impression. But he is up to no good and he gives her absinthe and that makes your brain all scrambled.
Absinthe? Of all things? Seriously? Would we call Winona a good actress?
Yes.
No, not even fucking close, and you know it.
She is wonder. She is, yes.
In what?
Black Swan. I love her so much in Stranger Things.
Everybody does. Oh. That's not fair.
Okay. I love her in Beetlejuice. Heathers.
I don't like your attitude.
Okay. I love being right. Bang, 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 bang. Being right is what I do.
He can turn tears into diamonds?
Oh, yeah. How fucking cool is that?
I have two questions. What if someone has removed their tear ducts to avoid emotion?
Yeah.
And two, how set do you suppose he is on that Mina bitch?
He seems real into her, and I think you can get those back, or like implants, tear duct implants, but I think you actually have to be Dracula to make them into diamonds.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there is a chance, yeah. Okay. When Dracula turns her tears into diamonds, suddenly I was like, hashtag team Dracubica.
I'm listening. Go on.
I mean, I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm saying that I'm willing to listen.
Okay. That's a pro.
What? No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You thought it was cool when he turned his tears into diamonds.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, huh? Mm. Uh-huh.
No, diamonds are bad.
But you just said that you were willing to listen because you thought that was cool. Fuck!
Yes!
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
I don't like your dance, and I don't like your smug fucking face.
Oh, man.
I didn't think the diamonds were intact. I thought it took, like, everything out that was gonna, like, snag me.
I need a diamond. Sword.
Ew. Don't you. Oh, fuck. Okay. Bring it.
You know, this movie goes back in time. And that makes me think that I need to go back in time to when you said something good about to live and die in L.A.
What the? I've already said things about to live and die in L.A.
I know. I need you to say something good about it.
Why? I've already done that one.
Well, because, hey, I make the rules.
What?
I'm the captain now.
Look at my face. To live and die in L.A. To live and die in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's murders. Oh, you know what? You know what? It's fucking bold that they, spoiler alert, that they are not afraid to kill off main characters.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I feel gross. I feel like I need a shower, like Crying Game style.
Well, that's also because you haven't had a shower.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Look how clean my hair is.
Oh, nice.
My hair is clean. How about yours?
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
I say so.
Then we see Jonathan escaping the castle and he stumbles upon a convent. He sends a letter that is like, bitch, get on a boat. We need to get married stat.
Mm-hmm.
Mina goes to visit Lucy, and Lucy tries to sexually assault one of the fellas in the room, and that is when Van Helsing notices that Lucy has some pointy teeth.
Wait a second. Nice try.
What?
Fruit fly.
What?
At Van Helsing?
Yeah?
You wanted to... Christ almighty, did somebody give Sir Anthony a bump before they said action?
This scene is crazy.
He's acting for the... He is acting for the very, very, very back of the auditorium.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's fucking crazy. And also, a brain fever? That sounds like a brain cloud.
Well, you know, they had all sorts of weird shit then.
And then Lucy just gives Mina her fucking engagement ring. Like, I want you to have this bobble that doesn't mean anything to me, and it's her fucking engagement ring.
I think Lucy knows that she's getting ready to be of the unalive.
Well, probably because what's his name says, if you don't get better, I have to put you out of your misery like a lame horse.
Well, yeah.
That we don't even know what his name is. It doesn't matter because he is inconsequential.
You're talking about Quincy.
Who?
I know his name. They are starting to suspect that she's a vampire, which is bad. Okay. Mina's off to reunite with Jonathan and Dracula's sad.
Can I just yell wins and make shit happen?
That would be cool.
Wins.
Why?
Wins.
Well, Carrie... Ooh, gets knocked out and Lucy gets killed, we think.
I think so, yes.
Right? Mina and Jonathan get married in a lovely Romanian Catholic ceremony.
This. And Jonathan's hair is now... people can't see my air quotes.
Yeah.
Gray.
Well, he's seen some shit.
Is that shit like the powder shit that they put in like stage hair to make it seem gray?
No. That, like shock.
That is the most non-looking gray hair I've ever seen in my life.
What? That's crazy.
Also, Lucy's wearing white in her casket. That's a bold assumption.
I think, having sex with that werewolf vampire shouldn't count.
She was wearing red, blood red. She went from chaste to Fredericks of Hollywood very fast. And then she went back to chased in her casket, and we're like, girl,
okay, really. All I think that says is there are, you know what? We all have different sides of us. And that was one side of her.
Virginal was not a side of Lucy that anybody saw.
Yes, it was when she was 8. And that's how they choose to remember her.
Boy, Mina sure friend-zoned Vlad awful fast.
Yeah, now he's sad. Van Helsing and the gang go to the crypt where Lucy is buried, and once they determine that, yeah, she's an undead, they run a stake through her heart. They then arrive at the prison for the criminally not stable, and Renfield tells Mina that his master has been telling him about her and that she needs to get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Dracula vaporizes into Mina's room. And she's like, I want to kick it with you forever. And he's like, yeah, but I don't have no pulse. I'm Dracula.
Yeah.
For a second, she's upset and is like, you murdered Lucy. But then she is like, but I still kind of am into you because neck sex is my kink. Mina's into it.
Why did Dracula beat up Renfield? Again, Renfield has nothing to add to this movie whatsoever.
Dracula knows that Renfield told Mina to get the fuck out of there. He's like, get out of there!
It didn't further along. He's fat. They made Renfield fat, and Renfield actually has a part to play in the story of Dracula. He has an important part to play. Even Dracula Dead and Loving It, where Peter McNichol is Renfield, he actually has a reason to be there, and he misleads them. He tries.
How dare you bring up Peter McNichol? You know that is my kryptonite because he is perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Also, I know where the bastard sleeps. How could you just go right over that? I know where the bastard sleeps.
Well, of course I went over that. That doesn't work for me being the pro. Well, he bites her, and she drinks from him, and then he starts to get second thoughts like, oh, no, I don't want to curse you to eternal life. And then she's like, take me away from all this death.
Take me away from all this death.
I didn't think that sounded crazy.
It sounded bad. It sounded like a bad actor.
I didn't think so.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Your face says lies, lies, Liza Minnelli lies.
My face is so numb from tequila.
Oh, dude. I had so many shots.
I can't even feel it. I don't even know.
I feel numb, too.
I can't believe that I'm saying words.
I'm not positive we did say words.
Oh. It's going to be hilarious to listen to this back.
No, it's going to be tragic.
Well, then Van Helsing and the gang ruin the party, and he scurries off, and Mina isn't looking so great. Van Helsing decides to hypnotize Mina to find out where Dracula is, and they set sail to find him.
Here we go.
Van Helsing determines that Mina is basically fucked. And when the three Dracula wenches come to camp and kill the horses, Van Helsing does not take this well. He sneaks into the castle and he chops their bitchy vamp heads off.
Mina and Van Helsing make out. It makes me gag.
I didn't like that
either. I hated it.
I hated that.
I hated seeing it. I hated every second. Every nanosecond of it.
Give me the creepy crawlies.
And also, basically, all that chasing around, and they just ended up back at Dracula's castle.
Yeah, the Van Helsing's gang is chasing Dracula, and he's trying to get back to the castle and out of the sun.
Yeah.
So he does some brain talking to Mina.
Yeah.
And he has her summon some snow and thunder and shit, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I hated that. That's not fucking cool at all.
I know, but it would be handy if you could do it.
No, I wouldn't want that at all. That's the opposite of what I would want.
But if you could do it, like, to someone?
No, as far as, like, X-Men characters go, I would never be Storm. That would not be okay for me.
That's true.
I'm Jean Grey.
That's true.
I want to control everyone with my mind.
That is true.
And turn to Phoenix.
That is a good point.
I'm just saying, all that chasing around, they just ended up back in Dracula's castle where Mina and Van Helsing make out. That's Winona Ryder and Sir Anthony Hopkins. La, 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 la.
Okay, I wish you'd quit saying that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dracula gets his throat slit and a sword through the heart, and everyone is saved.
I like that you're completely skipping over the people that whatever the Texan guy's name, he Quincy? Died. Because nobody cares.
Well, that's why I wasn't bringing it up.
That's why nobody cares. It's a character. Nobody gives a fuck.
Well, I was trimming the fat for you.
Could you trim the fat for Francis Ford Coppola?
No, no one could. No one could tell him shit. Mm-mm. No
that's
one
a,
could.
That's a con. Mm-hmm. Somebody should have told him, hey, these characters no one gives a fuck about. Even Carrie Elwes.
I know, but I appreciate any movie that gives him a vehicle to be in it.
I've already forgotten what his name is.
Sir Arthur Hornwood.
I thought it was Rupert.
No, it's Arthur.
You know what Rupert makes me think of? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, I love
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
I love that movie.
Pro! Shit. I'm bringing it back.
Damn it. I have a serious and important question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mina actually get any vampire penis? Did they actually do it?
Oh, good question. I don't think so.
That should be the biggest con.
Because she gets bit and then she bites on his nipple for a while.
Right.
And she goes to town on that for a while.
Oh, and Van Helsing comes in and ruins everything.
Yeah, he does.
So, yeah, she didn't even get any of the vampire ding-dong.
No Dracula dong.
No, okay, well.
Mm-mm. No dong at all.
Okay.
And she's a married woman now.
Yeah.
Oh, even on her wedding? You don't think her and Jonathan?
No, they got dong. I think she got Harker dong.
Well, that's the least he could get. I mean, he had those, like, ladies, like... You know,
right?
Doing their business,
right?
On him for quite some time, even like getting his blood drained from him, and snacked on, and all of that. Even with that, you gotta think he probably had a hard on like 24/7 without any kind of relief,
right?
So his wedding night had to have been like that scene in. Did you see Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
Her basically gets plastered to the ceiling.
Right. Well, Dracula dies and that's the end of the movie.
Yay!
Yay!
It's done. Yes. It's over now.
Aw, somebody took him away from all this death.
I knew you'd get a button push, but I didn't think it would be the diamonds that would get you.
I didn't either.
A tears betrayed you.
I swear to God, I didn't. I mean, of all the things I thought I thought for sure there was a few things that were going to get me, but not the diamonds. I don't even like diamonds all that much. I really don't. I don't give a fuck about diamonds.
Or tears.
Oh, God, I don't give a fuck about either of those things. How did I get a button push? I contest this.
Sorry, it happened already.
Ugh.
No takesies, backsies.
Gross. I am beyond delighted that this is our last movie of October.
Yeah.
We've already thought of movies for next October.
Yes.
This is exciting. We won't say any of them, but very exciting.
Really, our first two movies for November are you movies. Right. Well... The first movie is for you. The second movie is we're recording on location.
Yeah. But the first one is my absolute favorite movie.
Yeah.
Which I always thought it was Amelie, but it really isn't. The movie I've seen the most often for whatever reason. I love this movie so much. It's The Commitments.
And we're doing it because November is Anna's birthday month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 11-11.
Yep. And we're going to... And the trick with it is, Anna and I, being old-ass bitches, take all of our notes and watch movies with the closed caption on. And we are not going to do that with commitments. And that's going to be okay for Anna because she's seen that movie a million times.
Oh, I have it committed to memory.
And I do not. I mean, I've seen, I love the movie and I've seen it, but I have no idea what those fucking people are saying.
Because this movie is set in Ireland.
Right.
And there are strong Irish accents right. in this. So
I'm pretty much just going to make up what I think they're saying.
Well, they say fuck a lot.
Oh, well, I'm fine then.
Fuck is used quite a lot.
Oh, then I'm fine. I definitely know how to
quite a lot.
Pick up on that word.
I'm very, very, very excited. The Commitments. Please watch it before the episode. Yeah. I would be so, so thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear your happy ending.
Can I tell you my happy ending?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. So here's the thing. I wanted to go with something that kind of connected to this movie.
Okay.
And I thought, what better way to connect to this movie than the movie that parodied this movie, which was Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh my gosh.
So my happy ending is Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, perfect.
And he is just wonderful.
He's so good in that.
He was a wonderful, wonderful person. It was one of those things where I just kept, the more I researched, the more delighted I was.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's plenty of information out there about him. just to give you a very, very short snippet, he was born in an extremely small town in Canada. And that's kind of important because, I mean, there was like 75 people in this town.
Oh, my. Okay.
Right. It was a very, very small town. His dad was a bit abusive.
Aww.
Right. And so then he and his brother both went into the military, but he ended up getting into, I think, radio, of course, because his voice is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually into acting. He did a lot of a good chunk of dramatic movies and then moved on to comedies after his breakout role in Airplane.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to be that. They cast him as a straight actor because that's what they thought that would be funnier, to cast straight actors saying these funny lines. And he stole the movie, obviously. He was a practical joker and he really, 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 really loved farts.
I can see that.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
He would carry around a fart machine during interviews and on set. And his tombstone actually says litter rip.
Oh, oh my gosh. I love that.
He was just delighted by making other people delighted.
Yeah.
And I think he died at like maybe 90. I mean, he was in his 80s.
Yeah.
He died in his 80s. I mean, he just seemed like an incredibly pleasant person throughout his life. And he just tried to make people laugh throughout. He was also the first Trekkie.
Oh.
He was the first person to, because he had known Gene Roddenberry. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
He did Forbidden Planet, Leslie Nielsen did. And a lot of that was an inspiration to the Star Trek universe and all that. So when the show had come out, he was like the first person to contact Gene Roddenberry. He's like, I love it.
Oh.
So my happy ending is Leslie Nielsen.
I love that. And if you haven't seen, is it Dead? It's Dead, Dracula, it's Dead,
Dracula,
and Loving.
Dead and Loving It.
It is so hilarious.
I really
Peter
love
McNichol
that one.
Peter McNichol is hysterical as Redfield, but he is so good in it.
He's so funny.
Leslie Nielsen is hysterical.
He is so funny in it. And a lot of those parody movies
are not great.
They're not, and they don't hold up super great. Uh-huh. And the jokes are, you know, kind of fall flat. But that one, it doesn't.
The redheaded woman who was married to John Ritter.
Yes,
I can't remember her name. Amy.
She's Lucy in it, right?
Yeah, Amy's. Yeah. Oh,
I can't remember.
She's great.
Oh God,
she's beautiful.
Mel, of course, it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah.
So like, they're the killing, the staking scene with Mina, or with Lucy. The staking scene with Lucy is one of my favorite moments in movie history. It is so funny. But yeah, Leslie Nielsen
is my
happy ending.
Perfect.
So I am probably going to try and, well, I'm not going to sober up. I'm already on this train toot-toot.
No, toot-toot.
let's go drink about it. And then I can't wait to prepare for my November movies.
Yay.
Yay. Well, until then, thank you, Katrina Porter.
Bye, Anna Serene.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.